I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Interesting stuff out there regarding Commanders to unveil a new alternate uniform, which will include a helmet, a new helmet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is a big surprise, honestly.
Well, you said it already.
Josh Harris, when they did their end of the season wrap up in early February after the NFC Championship loss, came out and said, "I think the owner has been very clear that the name is not changing. I think folks got to understand that and get past it." He said, "The Commander's name means something in our building now." You've heard DQ, AP say that. Players, if you're a 21-year-old kid that just got drafted to Washington, I mean, you probably don't even remember a lot of this stuff. Like, that's just the reality. They're just here
to play.
It
didn't happen yesterday. Most of these guys that they don't know.
I mean, it was 2019.
Yeah.
6 years ago, dude. But back in February, Josh Harris said, as far as rebranding and bringing our past, which obviously I grew up with, all the Super Bowl championships, and our future together, you're going to see us head back towards honoring our past and bringing it together with our future.
Mm-hmm.
News has emerged from sportslogos.net, which I think is on top of this sort of stuff, that the Commanders will unveil these jerseys July 9th, which is what, a week from today? So next Wednesday?
Mm.
Folks will be fired up about that.
We know.
I will be fired up to be on vacation.
I'm coming to work in my jersey.
This one. Do you not have any old jerseys?
I do. I have old jerseys and I have some new jerseys.
So just wear the old ones. And that's what the new alternate is probably going to look just like
I was wearing. I just said I'm coming to work in my jersey. You'll be surprised if I pop up with a B-Miss jersey.
He won't.
I don't think you have a B-Miss.
You didn't know who B-Miss was when you started working with him. So you damn sure don't
but
have
I
one.
But I learned.
There.
You can't tell me look in the past and then when I finally embrace it, you get
well, it's
mad.
It's
kind
of hard to get one, so I'm not even mad. They don't mad about it. I'm just saying you don't have one.
Matter of fact, how much for one of your jerseys? Let's bid right now.
Off of my wall?
Yep.
Oh man, you got to start about 8,000.
I was gonna say 10.
Nah, I'm gonna start them at, you know, I like to just build it up a little bit.
So the biggest thing that's gonna, I think, come from this is what, if anything, will they do with the helmet? Because I think these new alternates are just going to look like the old dope uniforms. And I've been pretty clear. I don't really like the new uniforms. I think they bastardize the colors. I kind of like the black ones. It's just something different. I'd love to keep the black ones and just go back to the old classic ones. But they're going to keep these and then reintroduce the old one, basically. I don't know. I wonder, B, because it's one uniform, if they roll out the old burgundy. Personally, I'd rather them roll out the old white. Because I think the current burgundy and gold Commanders jerseys, I don't mind. I think the white ones look like a Louisville Cardinal alternate jersey. Like they
I used to like the white with the burgundy pants back in the day.
Yeah, that you
That's
guys
what
wore.
I loved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big debate, I guess. The big debate is what the new alternate helmet will look like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you agree. I'm curious. I do not think they're going to put the old logo on a helmet. Do you?
No. I don't think that's happening.
I don't either. Now, there's a lot of talk about maybe the spear, like a spear. Maybe it's not that spear.
And I think that's, you keep hearing that pop up, you know. That could be something.
Well, as you watch some of the social media stuff they've rolled out, like officially the team, it seemed like, so when they did their gladiator shoot, they do a big photo shoot for the whole team, everybody comes in, and enough of those pictures have emerged, And there's one with Jaden holding a spear.
I was there that day.
Right. The motif, if you will, to me, looked like Roman, like gladiators, like the Colosseum. Everything was in the Roman numerals.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what Russell Crowe had in Gladiator?
A spear.
A spear.
Yeah.
So I think you can get to a place where maybe there's a spear, and maybe that really ties things back to what, you know, I think Sonny Jurgensen wore a spear helmet. I remember the throwbacks when Daryl Green was wearing it. Like, if you can get to a spear helmet and you make clear that this is the commander's spear, this is not tied to Native American folklore,
mm-hmm.
I think you can land in that space, and I think folks will be thrilled in that space.
I agree.
And I think you got smart people running things. If the five of us could sit here and kind of figure that out, I think the really highly paid professionals can figure this out.
Yeah.
They're not going to roll out a new version of the W. I know that much.
Nah.
Saeed is on the line. Saeed, you fired up about training camp and uniforms?
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it. And I think there's two really important things to note about that is that, number one, a lot of teams, they just open the gates and you bring your chair in and you sit on the sidelines and you watch the, you know, players train. Like, at least the Commanders go all out and they make it like a festival. They have activities and things like that. So I think that's what really makes it cool. And then the second thing is I still have PTSD when, like, B. Mitch had to tell us, don't worry, when Rivera's team gets to the regular season, it won't look like practice, because we'd come into practices and we'd be like, this is horrible. And we'd try to, you know, look at all the different plays saying, this must be really vanilla. I'd much rather we get to see them 3-4 times, let them practice their hardest where we're not there and practice all the plays and not be all vanilla than for us to have access every single day. Let them do what they do behind the scenes, and then we get to see amazing stuff on Sundays. And, you know, Philly's doing it. Yeah.
All right, brother.
That goes.
Good call, Saeed. Thanks, dude. I agree. I think there's definitely a reason. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. What'd you say?
Doesn't Ahmed have a cousin named Saeed? And he's a fan, too.
He has a he may. I know he has a cousin named Samir.
I know Samir. Yeah. Samir. It's hard to ask.
I definitely don't think it's a coincidence that all of the open practices are very early in camp. Because early on, you're not putting in third down red zone, right? And that doesn't mean they won't run red zone drills and two-minute drills and all that stuff, but yeah.
I see where you're coming from.
I think early on, okay, we got fans here. They can post videos whenever they want. Cool. But I think there'll be a lot. These dudes are about football. And I think.
And I love it.
I got a guy arguing with me on Twitter that I don't. So.
It's Bannon.
I'm happy to engage. I don't agree with this dude. He says DQ can hate fans and fan days all he wants. Without fans, there is no football. Days, like you said, you could go. Nobody hates fans, dude. That's not what this is about.
That dude is an absolute idiot that you're talking to right there. Nobody said anybody hate anything. But every coach, even Coach Gibbs, did not want fans around. Coach Gibbs thought everybody was giving away the secrets. You know what I'm saying? And you just got to get rid of it.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I'm going to take line one. There we go. D is in D.C. D, what do you think about training camp and maybe some new unis?
B. Mitch Finley, what up?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, I was just thinking, like, we got the old Warriors crew in here on this marketing thing here. So, like, Golden State Warriors. So their whole rebrand was, little people know that they used to be like Native American tied as well. And they changing it up to this bleak little just, you know, Warriors W and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a little bleak to me going the Roman numerals and Roman background. But, you know, hopefully we can get Terry signed before training camp and, you know, my mind will be at ease. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Thanks, brother. Dude. Terry signing is far more important. Yeah. Andre's in Alexandria. What up, Dre?
Hey, how you doing, guys? B Mitch and JP.
What up, brother?
Before you nail me, JP, I was trying to get through with B Mitch on you. I was talking about Debo Samuels. I couldn't get through, and I just had to. It was killing me. I had to get my opinion in. And B Mitch is a competitive guy, just like Debo Samuel is. Now, B Mitch, if someone tells you you fat and you out of shape, and they're going to destroy you, B Mitch, or they ain't got to worry about B Mitch because he can't catch punts, he can't play running back, quarterback. The type of competitive B Mitch is, and I believe Samuel's the same, they're going to do everything they can to shut your mouth and embarrass you when you disrespected them. So all those Eagle fans that's talking all that.
All right. Dre, that's all well and good. What do you think of 3 training camp practices?
I could care less. It don't matter what the fans think. It just matters what the team do when they get out there. So the fans doesn't
Amen.
Really matter to me.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for the call, bud.
I'm a ball player myself, B Mitch.
All right, brother. Appreciate it.
Our boy Los from Severna Park. Los, what do you think about camp and unis?
Unis, I can't wait, even though I got like all kinds of Redskins Commanders uniforms and all that. Training camp, I got tickets for the public. I got tickets for the 27th of July, but I'm nervous because I want to go to the military one. Last year we were waiting on an email, but email never got out. So I can't wait for that one. I'm nervous, but I'm excited, man. Listen, anything to get the fans riled up, give the people what they want. They want this. I don't care. Let's just go out and have fun.
The people want a winning team, don't they, Los?
Amen. Winning team.
Let's give them that.
Finally got it.
Yeah, let's keep giving them that. I guarantee they'll be a lot happier.
Says, I'm there too.
Right? Let them come to all practices and don't win. See what the hell they say.
We saw that for a while. Thank you, Los. Appreciate you, buddy. Yep. Hey, Los, you still there?
Yeah, yeah.
How many Skins/Commanders jerseys do you own?
Ooh, okay, well, listen, I think I got like 7 Sean Taylor jerseys by itself. Hey. Yeah, 7 Sean Taylor ones.
7 Sean Taylor jerseys?
Yeah, yeah. So there's the burgundy and gold Sean Taylor, the military Sean Taylor, the alternative Sean Taylor. What else? I got the shadow Sean Taylor. I don't got a Commanders Sean Taylor one. And then I know there's one more. Oh, the old mustard Sean Taylor one as well. So
that's a lot.
Yeah, I got. Yeah, Sean Taylor. The next one is going to be Jane Daniels. Believe that.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Los. Take care, buddy. Let's try Elijah. Elijah, you good with the training camp uniform news?
Hey, man, I'm good with it. Hey, man, they know what they're doing. Based off of last year, I feel like at this point, there's not too many things that we can question or how they're moving into the season, different things that they're moves that they're making. We just got to sit back and be happy, man. Whatever we get, I'd rather, like Main Man said a few calls ago, I'd rather get one practice if they're going to say, man, we trying to get this trophy. We need y'all to go home so we can get down to business. And if you can't get behind that, then you're not really down with the squad, right? So I'm happy they got everything going right. Debo going to look good, man. No, I don't think there's going to be an underneath defender or linebacker or very small crew of linebackers that are going to be able to handle him and stick with him and turn their hips and follow him up the seam. And a lot of these stuff is fear-based. Look at the tape. You saw what he did to Philly. Let them start. Let the big boys start mixing and meshing and got offensive linemen running this way, offensive linemen running that way. Okay, we see you soon. We all right. So, man, we in good shape, y'all. You know
all right,
what time
brother.
It is.
You,
appreciate baby. You, Elijah. Eric in Fairfax. What's up, E?
Hey, thanks for the taking the call here. So I think I speak for most, like, Redskins fans when we said, like, when the rebrand happened, it was like – we were so frustrated because it was the most botched, like easiest rebrand they could have done, but they made it like everything that could have gone wrong, they did. And so what I mean by that is most of us all know that the Redskin name is not coming back. We're kind of past that, but like we're angry that the rebrand kind of made us look like a totally like new team, a new franchise. And so it's like we're all screaming like just come up with a name that starts with the letter R. So you still have the cursive R helmet or logo, as well as you still have HTTR, you know, a hashtag. And it just seems like they just overhauled everything and didn't even think about that. I felt like you can like change the name, but still have homage to the old, you know, have the same uniforms, have the same colors, design, still have like the curse of our helmet, the spear, still have the HTTR. And it seems like that would have been the most easiest, smoothest rebrand. And they just totally botched it, in my opinion.
Dude,
we have a whole new team of people now. And I think we got to get past that, what they did, and worry about what the crew right now is doing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I think what Eric said is right, and I think what B said is right. Like, did they mess it up? Yes. Was that now 4 seasons ago and there's new ownership and nothing but like good things on the horizon? Yes. So I think by this group trying to bring back a classic uniform is another step in like, all right, man, let's all just move forward. What do you always say, B?
Right.
The windshield, not the rear view.
Yeah, windshield, not the rear view mirror.
Yeah, no, I fully trust, like, you know, like the previous caller said, like, I definitely trust new ownership and new management. Obviously, they can't do what the former organization or ownership and management did in the past. Like, excited to bring back, hopefully, like, those old school uniforms or the ones that were, you know, during the Snyder years. But, yeah, understand, can't go back to the old name, but just want to talk about how, you know, I think a lot of people wish just come up with any name starting with R, but, you know, excited for the new uniforms. Hopefully they look great going forward.
It's a good all call, right. Eric. Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Nope.
Let's let Tailgate Ted round us out here. Teddy, it's
what's
a big
on,
day
boys?
For you. Training camp and uni talk.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. I know some fans are having a hard time claiming the passes. If you're a season ticket holder, make sure you're logged into your SeatGeek account, because that's what some of the stuff is going on to claim your spot. But man, I'm happy with the fact that we have this many passes available for the fans, because that just means it's more time for the team to focus without us being there and do what really matters and get ready for the season. I mean, the team has stuff available for us and they're still out there. So I agree with B. I'd rather they go out to Carlisle or someplace away from us so they can just focus on it. But I'm happy that we have enough time to go out there and actually spend time with them as well.
Yeah, man. Great call, Ted. Well said. And I know you're a dude that goes to everything. And I think the fact that there are still tickets available, like, we're now 90 minutes into this thing. That's plenty of time. In the world we live in, where everybody's on their phone all the time, they've seen a notification about this.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Thank you, Ted. Appreciate you, man. Have a great 4th of July.
Appreciate you, boys.
All right, brother.
You too.
Sometimes I think people just want to complain. Like, whatever the news
that's
is, whatever
what it
gets
is.
Announced, they're just mad about something. I did want to circle back to something Landfill wrote on the show sheet, B. When we return, is tomato soup stupid? Nobody go anywhere.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Fired up. Nats daytime baseball is coming in just a few minutes. I saw Vic Ferreira is here, which means the Nats are on. Who's pitching today, White Brian? Can you find that out for me? I want the pitching matchup. I also found out some information last night, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the people that work between 106.7 and 980, who do you think is most fit to be a fraternity advisor?
All the people that work fraternity advisor. None of them.
What if I told you the one dude I know of, maybe there's more, but I know of one. Guess who the Phi Sigma Kappa fraternity advisor is at American University?
Mm-hmm.
Chris Russell. Landfill, how do you feel about Rooster guiding America's youth?
That's horrifying.
That's facts. Chris Russell, fraternity advisor to Phi Sig Cap at AU. Hopefully that's public news.
Did they lose a bet?
I don't know. What kind of advice do you think Roos gives them about entering the workforce and then complaining about having to work when days are scheduled. How do you think that goes, B? All right, men. Someday you're going to have a job. And then you got to complain about it endlessly.
We got to get Rooster to stroll for us.
Do you think Rooster has a fraternity dance, B?
I would love to see it if he does. Nah, that's not a fraternity dance right there, Rooster. I don't know what the hell that
is. That's what strolling is.
No, not that.
What he's currently doing is not that. If you're on the stream, do it again. Do it again, Roost. White Brian, make sure you get this for the people. That's the official Phi Sigma Kappa dance.
We're doomed. We're done.
It can't
it's
be.
Over.
I'm gonna try to. We're trying to brainstorm for tomorrow's 4-hour radio program on July 3rd when this city's gonna be a complete ghost town. Chris, are you available to join us tomorrow?
I am.
How about 12:30 all the way to 1 o'clock?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Great. Landfill. 12:30 to 1 is booked.
Brad gave me clearance.
Terrific. You have to get.
First thing he said. JP's looking for you.
Now we're talking.
I said, okay.
All right.
I thought he meant GP. It's JP.
That's me. We're going to figure out Chris Russell's fraternity
days. Thought JP was GP. That's what I heard.
One letter off, B. Are you going to go to the Nats game, B?
Huh?
When are you leaving for Raleigh?
Later on.
What are you going to do?
What you mean? What I'm gonna do?
What is Rooster?
When you try to feel like you try to feel segments, sometimes you just ask questions that's out the blue, huh? I don't know what the hell I'm about to do. I'm probably gonna go get my club fixed.
Chris just brought in.
Chris, what you bringing in, man?
Brownies, a 15 count brownie platter fudge from Giant Food. Landfill, you excited about this? Now, Landfill, can I ask you a question? What do you think the sell-by date is on the brownie platter that Chris
yesterday?
Just brought in?
At least 6 days ago.
You're saying yesterday, Brian?
Yeah.
Today is July 2nd, correct?
Yeah.
How many days in June? 30 or 31? These brownies expired on June 30th. So
they did not expire, first of all. Sell-by is different than use-by.
The sell-by date is June 30th, and you are presenting these
sell
to us.
Sell-by
like
is different than use-by.
If you bought them yesterday,
by.
They sold them by the
30th. I did bring them yesterday.
Yesterday was July 1st.
I forgot them in my car yesterday, so they were sitting in the parking garage.
So, Landfill, not only are these 2 days past their sell-by date, they've been sitting in Chris's car for the last 2 days.
Hey, wild. Listen, you cannot accuse me of not being generous.
Hold on. I'm gonna take care of Chris on this one. You eat stuff from 7 months ago.
Oh, I'll eat these, no problem.
So
exactly.
Why are you complaining
I'm
about it?
I'm just saying.
I mean, it's like somebody complaining that they have to work football games on Christmas Day.
When did you buy these?
I bought them the other day, Monday. I didn't see the date. Sorry.
Were they on clearance because they were past their sale?
No. Monday was the 30th.
Were they on sale, Chris? Because I'll buy a manager special. I love a good manager special.
I mean, I know you do because you've sent me pictures of your manager special box.
Whoa! Hey, I have not sent you a picture of my manager special. All right, Chris.
Landfill, they send each other pictures of manager specials, man. What the hell is going on here?
White Brian, what's the pitching matchup today?
Tyler Holton and Trevor Williams.
Okay.
Real barn burner.
What are the... Let's make some bets. Don't we do that? Let's make some bets, even in July. Or let's turn the show off.
Yeah, I'm not making no bet.
I think I won yesterday. Did I win yesterday, Brian?
Nope.
Yeah.
Bang.
You just say, yeah. You don't know who won.
Thank you to everybody.
Who did he bet on?
I bet on the Pirates.
I won yesterday, too, then.
Thank you to Jack Smith for joining us today. Thank you to Neil Greenberg for joining us today. Thank you to anybody who called in. We're on tomorrow. It's going to be a barn burner. Go Nats. Game starts here in just a minute. Thanks for listening. It's B. Mitchell Finley. If you made it this far, Jeff owes you a beer. Rooster owes you old brownies.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.